Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think by now, most of you are used to my foreign accent. I'll try to be slow so that I'm understood. Dear friends, as I said in the beginning, I'm here on the invitation of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and your parish to share with you our part of faith in Rwanda in Africa. Over there, we greet in the language of my people in this way, "Muraho neza," which means, "Are you doing all right? Are you doing okay?" And always the reply, if things are going on well, "Yego, yego, muraho neza." I want us to learn a little bit of the Kinyarwanda. Muraho neza. Good. Dear friends, before I go through the message I was given by my Bishop Silvirian Nzakamwita of Byumba Diocese, I want us to share a little bit about the Word of God. As you have heard the first reading, unless you are of Jewish origin, I don't know whether we appreciate much of the opportunity we are given by God the Father to include us in a special plan of the saving amendments of God. That special plan was first and foremost for the Jews, chosen people. And when Jesus came, changed that plan in a U-turn kind of mode. Not only the Jews, but anybody who would come to know about Jesus Christ, love him, and follow him, is part of that package of a special group that God has decided to put as light and salt of this world. Change, dear friends, is not easy. Status quo is sweet, and we cling to it so much. It wasn't different for the first Christian communities. As we have heard, they were faced with a very big issue. How do we treat these foreigners when they come to believe in Jesus? Jesus is ours, we know him, he's a Jew. They have to follow the law of Moses, so some said. And the apostles saw to it that nothing can curtail the progress Jesus had ushered in this world by allowing everybody who loves him, who believes in him, to be part of the group. Hence, the letter we have heard read for us in the first reading. It would do us good service if we read it again by ourselves and get all the inspiration that come from that letter. We and the Holy Spirit give you this follow this script. The rest, leave it alone. Don't listen to anybody. It's we and the Holy Spirit. The apostles and the Holy Spirit. That's why we are part of this group with ease by one principle only. To love Jesus, follow him, and then our neighbors. That's simple. Said, but sometimes hard. As it have evidence in our own lives, and more so as it happened in my own diocese in Rwanda. Dear friends, I think you remember the 1994 genocide of Rwanda. That episode took place within 100 days. And when those days were over, about 800,000 people were dead. And this year, we are commemorating their lives. And if 25 years have passed, why did it happen? First and foremost, I could only say in a simple way, people didn't listen to Jesus Christ. They didn't love Jesus Christ as it is demanded of us in the gospel. And we know how wars and the kind of bad things have been happening and they keep happening in this world. And at the bottom of it all, it's lack of life of God in anybody enacting those bad acts. That's the basis. And as I said, the war took place in Rwanda from 1990 and went on all those 4 years and ended in 1995. But Byumba was just in the middle of that battle. 4 years of fighting took place in my diocese. And within that time, we had displaced people, internally displaced. And the diocese took care of them as much as we could. When the war was over, our first bishop was killed and 16 other priests. So the diocese remained with only three priests that survived, just one inside and others were outside. When the war was over and the genocide had been that was perpetrated against the Tutsi had been subdued, the bishop was elected, another priest was elected bishop, and that is the present bishop, Sylvian Zakamwita, looked at the diocese. It was in dire need. And he started to pick from the pieces of whatever had been left and scarred. Looking at the needs, he found out one thing that would help: to give education. Education to whomever had the capacity to study. You know, in most cultures in Africa, always the tendency has been to uplift boys more than girls. In education in Rwanda, those days, parents would educate a girl up to grade school level and then prepare her for marriage. And that was being perpetuated by so many families. A few could see more into that education, but others, the cultural settings were like that. When the bishop saw that, he said, this is not right. I want to educate or to give opportunity for education to each and everyone, either girl or boy. No discrimination or uplifting one group against another. Then, to do that, he had to choose where some of these girls would go. And he found out in one of the high schools, Rushachi, they had dormitories, four of them were for boys. The school was only for boys. And he said, I want this school to be a mixed school. And I want you, he was telling the head teacher there, to give one dormitory to girls and start admitting them here. Word went out in the neighborhood, and before you knew it, the line was just long enough, even to the point that some of those girls were not admitted because of lack of space. And then that's how we started to have mixed high schools in Byumba. Now, when these girls were admitted, they were so good in education and enthusiastic to study, and we found that, again, numbers every year were increasing and were being turned away. And the bishop said, okay, why can't we construct an apartment building that can house at least 400 girls to give equal opportunity to more girls in our area, in the diocese? Then we started building that will be housing 400 girls at Rusochi High School. I've printed out some of the pictures, put them on the door here, over there, and then at the back, near the pictures of the first communicants, you will have a look to see how the foundation started and where they have reached and how it will look like when it is completed. At the bottom, you see the architectural picture of that building, the way it will look like. Now, to do that, we need some cash. That's why the bishop every year makes application to the dioceses over here to connect with the bishops of the diocese over here, and then they give me the duty to work with the other priests to go selling the idea of our bishop to build a dormitory, call it an apartment building, that will house girls to study and finish up their high school, giving equal opportunity to girls instead of only boys. And the girls that have passed through our education system in that way are excelling. We know already some who are already getting the medical doctorates. Others are within the business field, educated, and the bishop knows it, and we have seen the effect. When you educate a girl, you are educating an upright, strong mother of tomorrow and a peacemaker. We have come out of war and genocide. Peace is important for us. When they are educated, they are able to sit on the equal table of discussion and stand up for what is right. They have been proved to be good leaders and wonderful images of everybody admiring in the church. When I see women here in the United States, my heart is sucked out. The way they are empowered, the way they can do things without anybody telling them, you sit down. That's what the bishop has admired and wants to give to the girls in Rwanda. And it's a good idea, and sent me that I give you and share with you this message, that you be part of that mission of educating girls in the best way possible. Therefore, as I said, to build this building, we need money. We have reached somewhere, but we need to complete it. Whatever you can offer, please do it, and knowing that you are a missionary, trying as much as possible to affect the life of a girl there who will be tomorrow a doctor, a wonderful mother, a leader in her own community. And the bishop, thanks you so much for your contribution. If you came and prepared, because we are going to have a second collection, if you came and prepared, we have envelopes at every entrance. You can pick one, and then you bring it back in your own time. Father Joe will tally all the amount, send it to the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, to the mission office, and that mission office will cut a check for Byumba Diocese. That's when I send it to the bishop. I don't touch a dime. So your money is safe, will go for the good cause, and will reach safely. Thank you so much. And the bishop asked me and the people of Byumba to share with you what they feel when they send me. They feel the oneness, and whatever we share, that it's all making us as the new people of God. And it's in a local language, that's Kinyarwanda. I'm going to read it to you, and then translate it so that we are on the same page. Nyagasani umwe, that the Lord is one. Kiliziya imwe, that the church is one. Ukwemera kumwe, that our faith, the faith we share in, is one. Batisimu imwe, the baptism we share in, is one. Imani imwe ninayo mubyeyi, that God is one and is the parent of us all. It is in the form of a song, and it goes like this. Nyagasani umwe, kiliziya imwe, ukwemera kumwe, batisimu imwe, n'Imana imwe, ninayo mubyeyi. Thank you so much, and thank you for your contribution. And we ask for prayers as the people of Yumba will be praying for you also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.